I'm talking to Kate McLeod, who's the trainer driver of Hugo Clay, a Globe Derby stakes winning 3-year-old. And he scored another good win on Sunday night, Katie, but it was a super tough win.
Yeah, it was. I was sort of a little concerned. It might have been a bit too hard for him, but he came home and he ate up pretty good and he's bounced around the paddock, so, yeah.
Well, that's good. He's a tough bloke, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's tougher than what I give him credit for. He keeps surprising me, so that's all I can ask of him.
Well, taking through the race, like, he had to work three wide, and you were a victim of circumstances from your wide second row draw, but you worked three wide, and then you pushed on, did the right thing, and sat him outside the leader, Tony Macaroni. But it looked like at the 400 he might be, you know, struggling a bit.
Yeah, I thought he was at the 400. I thought we'd probably done a bit too much early because they kept speed on even when we worked round. You know, the mile rate was 2 minutes, so they were running the whole way. At the 400, I thought we were sort of starting to struggle. And I was just about to drop him behind Michael Law coming around the turn. I thought I'll sit on him around the turn and then have another go in the straight. But when I pulled the plugs, he sort of kicked and got up outside him again. And yeah, he rallied on real nice in the straight again. So
only good horses do what he did.
Yeah, they do, yeah. He sort of keeps following him when he's under pressure, so that's a real nice thing about him.
All right, well, the plan now, if he's pulled up well and he's obviously backing his brands off, you progress now and with the plan to go to Hobart for a heat of the 3-year-old Breeders' Crown?
Yeah, we'll go and run the heat. You know, the heat's probably not going to be really easy either. Like, Village Driller, he's the one we'll have to tackle it, I reckon. So, you know, he's another nice 3-year-old too. So, we're not sort of counting our chocolates quite yet. We've got to win it before we sort of make a plan on whether we go or not.
We've got a couple of nice 3-year-olds, but if he does win, you don't get an opportunity to go and have a crack at big prize money like this too often, do you?
No, that's right. I mean, sort of, we never usually get horses nice enough to go to the mainland. So, you know, if all goes according to plan, all goes well, and he does win his heat, you know, I think we'd have to be seriously looking at going to the mainland with him.
All right, lovely stuff. And those semi-finals are in late next month or early August?
The semis are, I think they're about the 10th of August.
Okay.
Yeah, there's quite a big gap between the heat and the semi. So,
okay. Yeah. All right, we've got time to get him prepared for that. You got a double at the meeting. You drove Promising Demon to victory.
Yep.
And Cleone Hill has done a great job with this horse, and Promising Demon, he'd be one of the most improved horses in the state. Like, he's just gone to a new level.
Yeah, he's a tough old bloke, so he keeps finding as well. You know, you can sort of, a couple of the owners were wanting to spell him before he starts to go, and he's won two races in a second since then, so he's loving it, he's thriving. You know, Cleone, she spoils him rotten and gives him everything he wants, and, you know, he's loving it.
All right, well, it's, and you reckon there's probably a couple more left in him?
Oh, well, he won the other night, you know, you have to keep thinking there would be, you know. You know, like, I thought he was probably starting to get out of his grade a bit now, but, you know, he just keeps finding too.
All right, Kate, well, everything seems to be going pretty well for you. The stable's going well, you're driving really well. Let's hope that the juggernaut keeps on going for you.
Yeah, we'd love it too. Yeah, that's it. We make the most of it while it happens, because you never know what's around the corner.
All right, Katie, well, thanks for your time.
Lovely, thank you.